Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that even though Osama bin Laden is dead, the message to the Taliban remains the same.
You cannot defeat us, but you can make the choice to abandon al-Qaeda and participate in a peaceful political process.
The World's Jason Margolis looks now at what bin Laden's death means for U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
Almost 10 years ago, President George W. Bush stood at the White House and announced the start of a U.S.-led attack on Afghanistan. He outlined the objectives.
By destroying camps and disrupting communications, we will make it more difficult for the terror network to train new recruits and coordinate their evil plans. Initially, the terrorists may burrow deeper into caves and other entrenched hiding places. Our military action is also designed to clear the way for sustained, comprehensive, and relentless operations to drive them out and bring them to justice.
The officially declared mission was dismantling a terrorist network, but the capture or killing of bin Laden became the symbol of victory.
I think the argument could hold water politically. That is to say, we did the job and we can now move on.
Charles Dunbar was the chargé d'affaires at the American Embassy in Kabul in the 1980s. He says the death of bin Laden is a game changer for President Obama's policy options.
If the president needs any justification for moving ahead with a rapid drawdown of our forces there, he will be much less vulnerable, in my opinion, to charges that he is soft on terrorism.
That said, Dunbar says it would be irresponsible to allow domestic politics to drive foreign policy decisions in Afghanistan. And he adds that he doesn't think President Obama would succumb to that temptation. Regardless, bin Laden's capture was an easy-to-grasp policy goal. Juan Zarate, with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says his death will reignite the debate over what exactly the U.S. objective is in Afghanistan.
It will sharpen the divide between those who think we are there simply to dismantle al-Qaeda, which this bin Laden death certainly signals that we're on the right track, versus those who suggest that we're there to maintain stability and security in Afghanistan, to deny long-term safe haven for Taliban and the allies of al-Qaeda.
News reports have quoted an Afghan Taliban commander saying bin Laden's death won't slow their fight in Afghanistan. But there are questions about what the death of bin Laden means for al-Qaeda's overall strength in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Stephen Biddle is the senior fellow for defense policy at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Removing a charismatic leader does not always end terrorist organizations, but sometimes it does. And if the removal of bin Laden weakens al-Qaeda to the point where it withers out and is not succeeded by some other terrorist organization that picks up their mantle, then what that does is to weaken the underlying case for waging war in Afghanistan, which, after all, is about reducing the threat of Islamist terrorism from South Asia.
Biddle says another impact of bin Laden's death could be to hasten U.S. troop withdrawals from Afghanistan, though not this year. The U.S., of course, isn't the only nation with a vested interest in how things shake out in Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai said today that Afghans had taken the brunt of America's pursuit of bin Laden.
The world should realize what we have repeatedly said all these years and every single day, that the war against terrorism should not be followed into the villages of Afghanistan. The war against terrorism is not in the houses of innocent Afghan civilians. The fight against terrorism is not in bombing children and women in Afghanistan.
But Karzai has a public face and a private one. It's likely that his private words with the Obama administration today are different from his public rebuke. Karzai has long worried what might happen if the United States draws down forces in his country. And with the death of bin Laden, those fears are sure to mount. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.